Monday, July 18th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, interesting story out of town hall. Pope Francis did an interview this past Tuesday with two news agencies out of the country of Mexico. In this interview, Pope Francis said that Joe Biden's claim to be a Catholic are incoherent because he publicly advocates for abortion.
It wasn't that long ago that the Pope manifested a certain reticence to call out elected officials who claimed to be practicing Catholics who were at odds with the Church's position on the sanctity of life. Canon law and the Roman Catholic Church is at this moment abundantly clear that life is to be protected, it is to be preserved, it is to be provided for, and that life begins at conception. And Roman Catholic elected officials have sidestepped that by saying they agree with that personally as a matter of their private religious beliefs, but that they are going to support and propagate the public policy of abortion as a right of reproductive health. The incoherence of that position is obvious, so you have to ask yourself, why did it take that long for the Pope to declare an individual who holds that position of great power and authority, such as the President of the United States, in this case Joe Biden, who is claiming to be a good practicing Catholic? Why does it take that long to point out the incoherence that your private religious beliefs have to affect your public posture, your public policy? So let's be even more precise, Tom. What is the Pope dealing with? Well, Joe Biden is not only a willing participant, but has now become a cheerleader from the Oval Office for elective abortions anytime, anywhere. What we're talking about are elective abortions. The only difference between elective abortion and infanticide is the location of the child. The child in the womb or the child outside of the womb. We hopefully have not descended to the point of child sacrifice outside of the womb, but yet we have descended to the point of child sacrifice within the womb if it's unwanted, imperfect, or inconvenient. Therefore, I agree with the Pope. This position of Joe Biden is incoherent with both science and his professed religion, which rightly says in Roman Catholic law that the child at conception is a child and all of its DNA is in place at conception. The only thing that's going to be added is the process of maturation to the child as it is being nurtured. And then finally, let me just say that this position of Biden is incoherent in terms of not only science, but also his religion, which informs science of the dignity of the child. So, Tom, what we are affirming is the child has a right to life, and that means the dignity of personhood. One of my points of disagreement with the Pope's statement is the Pope says that the child has a right to the dignity of life. I would simply say the child has a right to life and the affirmation of the dignity of personhood. This child is a person. That's what the child is in the womb. And therefore, it has a right to life because we affirm the dignity of personhood. Any position that takes that life is one of incoherent, insensible depravity. Now, he then says, interestingly, in his statement, that he is reluctant to apply church discipline on elected officials because he doesn't want to bring politics into the church. I understand the reluctance to bring politics into the church, and I don't think that's what you're doing. You have to deal with Joe Biden as a quote-unquote professing Roman Catholic Christian. Now, my issue is not Roman Catholic doctrine right now. My issue is his profession. And will your church not only endorse what is right, will it enforce what is right? In other words, In the Roman Catholic Church, the administration of communion is the declaration and identification of salvation. Can you then say that someone has an incoherent position in life and what they are promoting in the public square is not separated from what they believe? It actually is a profession of what they believe. We try to make clear in Christianity that our public posture and public life is a fruit of where the root of our heart is. And therefore, this isn't simply Joe Biden is being inconsistent. His incoherence is not one of inconsistency. It is an incoherence of evidence. It evidences where he is in his heart when you begin to celebrate and propagate depravity and the assault upon the dignity of the personhood of the child, and therefore the right to life that that child is to enjoy. And to the Pope, I say one more thing. You don't leave this up to his conscience. I quote the Pope, I'm going to leave this up to his conscience. You don't do that. I can't do that. Do I believe that people have a conscience? Yes. Do I believe their conscience should be their guide? No. I believe the Word of God should be their guide. Therefore, in terms of leadership in Christ's professing church, we are called to speak the Word of God with its full authority to those who profess to be a part of that church. We don't buy a religious bumper sticker. Let your conscience be your guide. Will your conscience impact your life? Absolutely. But the fact is, the depravity of our sin nature is such that a conscience can become, I quote now from the scripture, seared, or hardened, or calloused, or wrongly informed, or perverted. The sin nature is so powerful, we can call good evil and evil good. So you don't wait for someone's conscience to guide them. You speak to them and to their conscience and to their heart, but you speak the truth of God's word so that you shine the light of truth into their life. So to the Pope, don't simply endorse your canon law. You've got to enforce your canon law. And therefore, you've got to speak truth even if someone's in a position of power. Speaking truth to power in terms of confronting what is incoherent in light of his profession to be a, quote, good practicing Catholic, and his assault upon the child in the womb. It's not merely incoherent, it is inconsistent, and it is depraved, and it may ultimately be a revelation that renders the claim to being a, quote, unquote, Roman Catholic follower of Christ as more than incoherent, but an absurdity, because of its rebellion against the law of God, which says, you shall not murder, and that includes the child in the womb as well. So I'm glad to hear that he has spoken out. But to the Pope, don't leave it up to Joe Biden's conscience. What those who are in ordained leadership need to do in Christ's church is to bring the authority, the inerrancy, and the sufficiency, and the sovereign rule of God's word upon the lives of those who claim to follow Christ. He has made us redeemed by his cross, and now as our King, he leads us forth into life. Joe Biden is not required to pass any laws to make people go to Christian churches, but he is required to bring the truth of God's law that is transcendent to all cultures and times and generations to bear, and that includes the glorious commandment, you shall not murder. And that certainly applies to the defenseless in the womb.
The Apostle Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. It is essential that we have a proper understanding of spiritual warfare. If the believer embraces the Bible as God's word, then we must recognize the reality of spiritual warfare and get prepared for battle. Harry Reeder has put together a 15-CD series on spiritual warfare. To add this to your personal library, go to briarwood.org/spiritual warfare. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.